This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, July 28, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. Al Gore has upped the rhetoric over what's at stake in the climate change debate, saying the survival of the United States of America as we know it is at risk without massive short-run change in how America derives its energy. According to Pat Michaels, an active member of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and a senior fellow in environmental studies at the Cato Institute, Gore's pronouncements are nothing more than voodoo climatology from the grand exaggerator.
Yeah, he's been doing it on weather and climate for a long time. There was a big El Nino in 1998, and El Nino is known to make conditions ripe for forest fires in Florida. And he just went down there and said, this is what the future is going to be like from global warming for people in Florida, completely neglecting the fact that if things like that became more frequent, we'd have more adaptation. And he had the speech on July 17th in Washington, D.C., where he just let loose an incredible number of whoppers. Quote, "Our weather sure is getting strange, isn't it? There seems to be more tornadoes than in living memory." Well, that's just not true. There's better detection technology. We now have Doppler radar around the country. If there were more tornadoes, we'd see more severe tornadoes. What we see instead are more very weak ones that we wouldn't have detected before. The actual deaths from tornadoes have been in decline for several decades, so it's very clear that there's no increase in tornado severity.
It's not just tornadoes. It's droughts. It's more rain, bigger downpours, flooding.
All these things are very fact-checkable. Yes, he did say longer droughts. Well, we have a very good drought history in the United States, a mathematical measure called the Palmer Drought Severity Index, and it goes back to 1895. And if you look at the history of that, there is just simply no evidence whatsoever that droughts are becoming longer. We had the longest droughts in the last 110 years were in the 1950s and the 1930s. And we have records from flooding in the Colorado River that you can trace back way back because a good flood leaves back a lot of debris. And we can see in the 18th century that there were much bigger droughts, much longer droughts than there are now. That was in the depth of something called the Little Ice Age when the planet was cooler. What we have here is typical exaggeration. You know, climate change has a very substantial literature. And you can pick one study out of a very large literature and make some claim without putting the study in its larger context, in the larger literature. And frankly, when you do that with global warming, you come up with a much more modest picture than Mr. Gore paints. The picture he likes to paint is that all the ice is going to fall off of Greenland by the year 2100, and sea level could rise 20 feet. Well, there's no real evidence for that. Greenland was quite a bit warmer for several millennia after the end of the last ice age, and the ice stayed on Greenland. Greenland was warmer for several decades early in the 20th century, before there was, quote, global warming. And there's no evidence that there was a dramatic acceleration in the ice loss. All these things are checkable. And whenever Gore or some person who's very radical on global warming gives a speech, you need to check the facts.
So do you blame the community of environmental reporters for not making it clear that his assertions are at best distorted?
Well, that's very interesting. The New York Times environmental reporter, Andy Revkin, has a blog called Dot Earth, and he checked a few of the facts and came up with, you know, pretty much that there were quite a few exaggerations in here. But note that that never reached the mainline New York Times. Now, to me, the fact that the vice president was cherry-picking and exaggerating in an attempt to build up a case for an extremely radical policy should be front page news. Instead, it was, you know, a non-page blog.
Pat Michaels is an active member of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and a senior fellow in environmental studies at the Cato Institute. His most recent book is Meltdown: The Predictable Distortion of Global Warming by Scientists, Politicians, and the Media. You can buy your copy at cato.org.